I know you're sleeping. I know you're fast asleep. Because I put you there. I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you while you were awake, but I figured I'd just practice a couple times while you're sleeping. Existence. I don't know. I'm from somewhere else. Somewhere far away. A place you couldn't even wrap your mind around if I showed you. That's not the whole problem, but it's part of it. The others like me, they won't be so caring when they come. They've been watching. I guess we've been watching. Just watching you humans go about your lives. We spend our eternity looking into the pond, watching eons go by as man keeps making the same mistakes over and over again. They feel it's time for a new start. A reset, as it were. To bring time back into correction. But they're looking at the whole, ignoring the finer details, which I guess brings me to you. You're just one of those finer details. Those small data points that invalidate the whole theory. Perhaps it's selfish of me to throw away the directive that I was handed because of the most human of emotions. My love. You told me 4 weeks ago that I'd be questioning the very reason I'm here. Because of love. The most human of emotions. I wouldn't have believed you. I'd have said, you don't know who I am, what I am. That is a feeling that I am incapable of. But here I am, in your bed, mere inches from you, and the thought of you being expunged from this earth fills me with pain. And I guess I empathize, I think to all the others on this planet that would be removed. And I don't think I could allow it. Or stand idly by. Which is a problem. Because it puts me in, by proxy, you, at odds with powerful forces. Forces which I was once allied with, which I'm now opposed to. And I'll do it all for you. I mean, there is no existence away from you. So I have no choice. I've I've been pushed down this path. And I willingly walk it. Solely for you. I guess that's good, I don't know. I'm worried about waking you up and telling you this. I'm worried about how you would react. I mean, obviously you'll think I'm crazy. And it'd be worse if I showed you what I actually look like. Underneath the skin. But these are problems for future me, I suppose. But I am running out of time. When I arrived, it would be 7 days. 7 days till the rest would come. The rest would follow. It would happen in an instant. One moment. Everything will be as it was. And then the next, there'll be nothing, just empty blueprint, raw material to work from, to rebuild. Raw material and things like me. I have to stop it. I know that now. My only question now is, do I tell you? Do I tell you the truth? Or attempt everything with your ignorance and slide right back into your life like nothing ever happened? I guess if everything goes right, it will be like nothing ever happened. But I wonder if I can remain if the portal's closed. I don't know. I'm running out of time. Sleep. I love you. Don't awake for the next 10 hours. I'll be away. I'll wait till my next kiss.